Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Ashley with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Health are concerned hospitalisations could spike this flu season following last year's low vaccination rates. 700 people have already been hospitalised due to influenza this year, with 83 currently in hospital. Acting Chief Health Officer Catherine McDougall has expressed worry over the numbers prior to the start of peak flu season, which runs from May to October. In 2023, only 1 in 3 people in Queensland received a flu vaccination, a significant drop from previous years. Queenslanders, particularly pregnant people, children between 6 months and 5 years, and those over 65, are encouraged to access the free flu vaccines through GPs and pharmacies.
Underground miners in Mount Isa are now participating in a yoga program, which hopes to fill major gaps in the Australian outback with mental health services for men. Suicide prevention groups Mates in Mining finds that suicide rates in the mining and construction industry are higher than the general working population, often due to mentally and physically taxing working days and isolation from family and friends. Miner Shane Butler set up the program called Namaste as a way to bring men together and improve their mental and physical well-being.
In national news, today the government is releasing a draft of their national autism strategy, seeking public feedback in the final stage of community consultation. They hope this strategy will help build a more inclusive society and improve outcomes for autistic Australians in a number of sectors, including healthcare, education and employment. This release coincides with the United Nations World Autism Awareness Day today, and public consultation on this draft will continue until May 31st.
A woman was swept into a stormwater drain in northwest Melbourne amidst heavy rainfall in Victoria last night. The 58-year-old woman reportedly fell into a flooded drain on Raglan Street in Daylesford before 9 p.m. and struggled in fast-flowing water before climbing up to safety. Victoria Police said that the woman sustained minor cuts and bruises, avoiding serious injury. Senior forecaster Lincoln Trainer from the Bureau of Meteorology said yesterday's rainfall marked an end to Victoria's driest season, with cooler weather to continue over the coming days.
In international news, West Africa is facing catastrophic harvest this season as natural disasters, climate change and exploitation are killing cocoa crops. West African cocoa accounts for more than 60% of our global supply. Ghana today has around 3.41 million acres of land under cocoa cultivation, including infected trees that are still producing cocoa. The cost of cocoa has been increasing all year, hitting a record high just before Valentine's Day. Now chocolate prices have increased by more than 12.6%, which is more than double the rise in supermarket food and drink prices. At this rate, our favourite chocolate bars will start to become a luxury.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with medium chance of showers in the morning and afternoon. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. There's no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.